For items 1 through 10, listen to a dialogue between a famous actor and his woman colleague and decide whether the statements 1 through 10 are true according to the text you hear, A, or false, B, or the information on the statement is not stated in the text, C. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the statements. Now we begin.
I've never met anybody who enjoys every moment of making a movie as much as you. You don't stress out too much, you're always in a good mood, and you have little rituals throughout the day, which you do with a lot of style, almost like you're celebrating life, not just the work. You have to have your special cup of tea in nice china, not styrofoam.
What are you saying? Please.
It's lovely. You don't drink it as you're walking like the rest of us. You find a nice corner to read in.
That's true. You've got to find your camp. We set up homes constantly, a new trailer, a new set, a new country, so you have to find that space. I suppose there are rituals, but I think that comes from the theater. Before all of this started, I was working in the theater. I ended up in Los Angeles for 2 weeks and stayed a lifetime.
A lot of people in our business get jaded, but you don't. Why not?
Because, for me at least, it doesn't get any easier. I have the daughter coming out, and we're getting close to showing the world what we did last year in Texas. That side of it is out of my control, but this is always an anxious time for me.
Tell me about the daughter.
I play Colonel Ellie McCullough, a man born out of violence. His parents were pioneers, annihilated by the Comanche. He was kidnapped and brought up by the Comanche. So there's a duality to the man's psyche, a fractured mind and heart. We find him as a man in 1915 in Texas.
When you were doing theater in London as a young Irish lad, did you ever imagine you'd be playing a Texan?
I grew up in an Irish farming town, but cowboys and Indians were the fabric of my life as a young lad. My grandmother used to have this family come around to the house, Ma Butchie and her two sons. She would sharpen the knives and fix the pots, and her sons would teach me how to make the best bows and arrows and catapults. So it's always been in my heart to play in a Western, but this is not really a Western. It's a family saga.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
I've never met anybody who enjoys every moment of making a movie as much as you. You don't stress out too much, you're always in a good mood, and you have little rituals throughout the day, which you do with a lot of style, almost like you're celebrating life, not just the work. You have to have your special cup of tea in nice china, not styrofoam.
What are you saying? Please.
It's lovely. You don't drink it as you're walking like the rest of us. You find a nice corner to read in.
That's true. You've got to find your camp. We set up homes constantly, a new trailer, a new set, a new country, so you have to find that space. I suppose there are rituals, but I think that comes from the theater. Before all of this started, I was working in the theater. I ended up in Los Angeles for 2 weeks and stayed a lifetime.
A lot of people in our business get jaded, but you don't. Why not?
Because, for me at least, it doesn't get any easier. I have the daughter coming out, and we're getting close to showing the world what we did last year in Texas. That side of it is out of my control, but this is always an anxious time for me.
Tell me about the daughter.
I play Colonel Ellie McCullough, a man born out of violence. His parents were pioneers, annihilated by the Comanche. He was kidnapped and brought up by the Comanche. So there's a duality to the man's psyche, a fractured mind and heart. We find him as a man in 1915 in Texas.
When you were doing theater in London as a young Irish lad, did you ever imagine you'd be playing a Texan?
I grew up in an Irish farming town, but cowboys and Indians were the fabric of my life as a young lad. My grandmother used to have this family come around to the house, Ma Butchie and her two sons. She would sharpen the knives and fix the pots, and her sons would teach me how to make the best bows and arrows and catapults. So it's always been in my heart to play in a Western, but this is not really a Western. It's a family saga.
This is the end of the listening comprehension task.